Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're learning so much about you in this book of Esther, your sovereign way among people, even when we don't see that you're there. I pray today, Lord, as we study this book of Esther once again, that you will teach us more about you and your son Jesus, that you will teach us your ways, guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. Lord, and then give us the power, I pray, to be able to live according to those ways that others may be able to see there's something different about our lives. And that something is a relationship with your son Jesus. We give you thanks for all these things, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is This Second Letter of Purim. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 29. The days of Purim have been set and agreed upon by the Jews who were spread all over the Persian Empire. These 2 days of celebration would commemorate the time when God delivered them from their enemies, and their festivities would help future generations to know the mighty power of God. In chapter 9 and verse 29 of the book of Esther, we see the agreement between Queen Esther and Mordecai as they write yet another letter to confirm this annual celebration. We read, Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. The verse begins, Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew. As a confirmation and reminder, the author of the book of Esther tells us once again who was involved in the process of promoting the days of Purim. As though we needed reminding, Esther the queen and Mordecai the Jew are listed for us once again. And the importance of knowing their involvement is surely noted for not only those who knew them personally, but also for we and others who would only know them by these writings. The verse goes on to say, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. Notice once again the reference to Queen Esther and Mordecai writing with all authority. In other words, they were fully commissioned by those in power, mainly King Ahasuerus, to send letters that would call for the yearly celebration of Purim. Lest there be any doubt concerning their jurisdiction over this annual feast, Queen Esther and Mordecai are mentioned as the principals from which a second letter was constructed. As time proceeded, references to the written law, the Persians and Jews would name these two as the ones with the ability and power to call for such a feast. Some events are so important in our lives that they are worth repeating over and over again. We tend to forget over time, and with repetitious reminders, we continue to be aware of historical events. When it concerns the intervention of God in our lives, constant reminders of his care in the past become stimulants for hope in the present situations. Though repetition may seem redundant at times, God's word through the Bible over and over again helps us to be reminded that he will never leave us nor forsake us. As we see his reminders in the scriptures, we should have these thoughts in our mind. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Next time, we will look at the manner in which these letters were sent out. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.